Gordon Reid is one of Scotland's youngest and most promising wheelchair tennis stars. The 26-year-old is in Australia for the Sydney International Wheelchair Tennis Open, where the world's top eight ranked players face off for silverware. Reid says he's glad to be back on these shores.
Yeah, it's great. It's always nice to come here this time of year, get a bit of Aussie summer and get a bit of sunshine, escape the winter back home. And it's always, you know, everybody's so friendly over here and they're great events, so one of my favourite places to be and glad to be back again.
The world number four has won a career Grand Slam in wheelchair tennis doubles, but this year Reid says he's concentrating on his singles game and is aiming for success at the Australian Open, a tournament he won 2 years ago.
I didn't have the best year in singles last year, I had a good year in doubles, so I'd like to try and turn that around in singles this year and hopefully win another Grand Slam. That's the main target.
Also busy climbing the tennis rankings is Shingo Kunieda from Japan. An elbow injury has meant the former world number one has missed considerable match time. But Kunieda insists now that he's back on court, he's regaining form, as highlighted by his win against the current world number one, Argentina's Gustavo Fernandez, at the Sydney International. Kunieda says it was a milestone win.
I'm very happy right now because after injury comeback last year, I couldn't beat him. So this was the first time to beat him.
Kunieda has Fernandez's number one ranking in his sights, but says he has a more important task to first complete. It's one he's been working towards for more than a year.
Australian Open is the biggest goal for me, and I'm preparing for that in year end. So no Christmas, no Happy New Year for me. But so it was a big preparation I did. Yeah.
Britain's Lucy Shuka is also looking towards the Australian Open as a breakout tournament. Despite losing to women's world number one Yui Kamiji at the Sydney International, Shuka says she is building nicely towards the first Grand Slam of the year.
I've worked really hard physically, mentally. I got to the semi-finals last year, so I had a good result in the first round. But, you know, all players are developing their game, so we're always constantly watching each other, seeing what people have changed. So, you know, hopefully I've made enough changes and we'll do well.
Shuka says playing consistent tennis is her chief goal.
Right now I'm currently ranked world number six, so I kind of want to consolidate that and maybe try and get a little bit higher up. You know, it's tough with the tournaments and the points and how that all goes, but I've had some really good wins, especially last year. You know, beat the world, the silver medalist from the Rio Paralympics a couple of times. But they've been some sporadic results, so it's kind of hopefully being a little bit more consistent.
The Australian Open Wheelchair Championships take place over 3 days from January 24. Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS World News.